USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With President Trump's legal team wrapping up their case in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, the next question is, will witnesses be called? Reports out there say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't have the votes to block witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton from being called to testify, but according to Republican Senator of Florida Rick Scott, he believes...
I believe that on Friday, when we get to the decision whether we're going to have witnesses, we're not going to do it. I mean, there's no logic to doing it. The House had their opportunity. Take John Bolton. They could subpoena him, and they elected not to. So you can't feel sorry for them. They've had their witnesses.
Tourists in the Caribbean are still being rattled after a series of earthquakes on Tuesday. The first measured 7.7 and struck between Jamaica and Cuba. It was felt as far away as Miami. Several aftershocks followed, but the threat of tsunamis is over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kobe Bryant is heading to the Basketball Hall of Fame on the fast track. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo announcing that Bryant will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. The Los Angeles Lakers legend was nominated for the 2020 class back in December alongside Muggsy Bogues, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Tim Hardaway. In honor of Bryant's untimely tragic death, the traditional voting process for him will be bypassed, sending him straight to Springfield, Massachusetts. HOF officials say the other inductees will be announced in April.
Fotis Doulos is in a Connecticut hospital after attempting to commit suicide. There are conflicting reports as to his condition after multiple outlets said he was in fact dead, which his attorney, Norm Pattis, didn't confirm. Just 3 weeks ago, Doulos was arraigned on murder charges after being accused of killing his estranged wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Thousands of people hit the streets of New York on Monday night to conduct the annual homeless outreach population estimate. Volunteers went block by block around the five boroughs looking for people who were living on the streets. They also canvassed subways, parks, and other public spaces. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson joins Fox News and was asked about what we can do to help fix this homeless crisis in America.
Well, I think the key thing we do is we ask ourselves, why is this a problem in our country? You know, you look at Japan, you look at Tokyo, they have virtually no homelessness there. And what is the difference? They don't have stacks and stacks of regulations that keep you from being able to use technology. We have some very innovative people in our country who've come up with modular homes, tremendous advances in manufactured housing, tiny homes. There are a whole host of things that could be used. You know, think of yourself as a millennial or a young person maybe coming out of college and, you know, getting your first job for $50,000 a year. You can't afford anything here. Mm-hmm. Forget about it.
The U.S. Geological Survey is reporting a magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck off the coast of Jamaica. The agency says the epicenter is about 73 miles northwest of the coastal town of Lucia. It was felt at the U.S. base in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.